And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A parole board in the state of Kentucky just released a child killer after less than 10 years in prison, and this might be the worst miscarriage of justice in American history. The man, Ronald Exantis, broke into a Kentucky home in 2015, stabbed a 6-year-old, Logan Tipton, 8 times in the back of the head while he slept with such force that the knife blade bent. He also stabbed Logan's 11-year-old sister in the face and attacked another child before the father subdued him. Because he behaved himself in prison, 9 parole board members released him on October 1st. The victim's mother says no one from the state even called to warn them. The father, however, he's vowed to kill Exantis on sight. And quite frankly, who could blame him? Speaking of injustice, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has just signed an executive order creating ICE-free zones across his sanctuary city, declaring city property won't serve as staging grounds for immigration raids. The Trump administration is now deploying 400 National Guard troops to Chicago and Portland in response. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has called it Trump's invasion, but state lawmakers, well, they're begging for more. Missouri Representative Justin Sparks described St. Louis as dystopian with crumbling infrastructure and piles of trash, asking Trump to work with their governor to flood the zone with law enforcement. The White House press secretary had to remind a CNN reporter that journalists should actually report rather than just repeat what partisan officials tell them. The CNN reporter, Caitlin Collins, claimed that Portland's police chief said Trump's concerns don't match reality, and the press secretary responded, "I would encourage you as a reporter to go on the ground and take a look for yourself." And the American Journal of Economics and Sociology fired an editor, Marty Rowland, for publishing a 2024 paper arguing carbon dioxide isn't causing a climate crisis. The paper became the journal's second most read article. But to the climate cult, even acknowledging dissenting views deserves termination. Finally, President Trump spoke with Brazil's left-wing president, who's requesting removal of the 40% tariff Trump imposed after Brazil's crackdown on free speech and targeting of the former president. And the reports say the conversation between Trump and the Brazilian president was positive. But Trump has also made clear that the tariff will stay until Brazil stops its insidious attacks on free elections and fundamental free speech rights. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And also something else you could do that I would really, really appreciate, that would be subscribing to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app so you can get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.